At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page. Hi friends, this is Miss Natalie, and today we are reading a book called Yoga Bunny by Brian Russo. Isn't that so funny to think about bunnies doing yoga, like warrior pose and the tree pose? Do bunnies really do yoga? I don't know about that. Well, yoga comes from an ancient language called Sanskrit, and it means connection. Like connecting your thoughts to your body, or connecting your mind to your breath, or even connecting your booty to your yoga mat. And we don't know how long yoga has been practiced, but most scientists think it's between 5 and 10,000 years. That makes me wonder if the dinosaurs did yoga. Probably not. It'd be kind of tough for a T-Rex to go downward dog with those tiny arms. But many popular yoga poses are actually based on stories of Hindu gods and goddesses. Like the warrior pose, are all about the powerful Lord Shiva. Well, let's find out what this yoga bunny does. And here we go. One morning, Bunny crawled out of his hole, rubbed his eyes, and let out a big yawn. "This is a perfect morning to do yoga," he said. Bunny dropped his head and arms down to his feet, coming into a forward fold. Just then, Lizard came walking by. "Good morning, Lizard," said Bunny. "Would you like to do yoga with me?" "I hate everything about mornings. I wish I could just go back to bed," Lizard replied angrily. And with that, Lizard stomped away. Bunny was disappointed, but he took a deep breath, placed his hands on the ground, stepped backward, and lifted his hips high in the air, coming into downward dog. His friend Fox came hurrying by. Zoom, zoom, zoom. He was moving so fast he startled Bunny. "Out of my way, Bunny," he said. "I'm in a very big rush." "Maybe you could take a minute and do this yoga pose with me," Bunny suggested. "It might help you slow down." "No thanks," Fox replied. "I'd rather be in a big rush than do something so silly." And he hurried away. Bunny felt a little bit sad, but he took a deep breath, stood up tall, placed his hands in front of his heart, and balanced on one foot, coming into tree pose. Just then, Bird flew down, landing right on Bunny's head. "Hiccup! I have a bad case of the hiccups, and I've tried everything to stop them," said Bird. "Well," Bunny said, "maybe you can do this tree pose with me. It can calm you down, and that might help you with your hiccup." "No way," Bird said. "I'd rather live with these hiccups than stand on one leg." And with that, Bird flew away. "Will anyone ever want to do yoga with me?" Bunny wondered out loud, but then he reminded himself that doing yoga alone is better than not doing yoga at all. Just as Bunny took a deep breath, stepped back, bent his front leg, and reached his arms way up, coming into warrior pose, two little mice came walking by. "What do you think he's reaching for?" whispered one of the mice. "I don't know, but it must be very valuable. We'd better reach for it too." And so the mice stepped back, bent their front legs, and reached their arms way up, coming into warrior pose, just like Bunny. As they had their arms stretched way up and their eyes toward the sky, they noticed Bird flying by. Bird still had the hiccups, but he came down to join them, pressing his wings together in front of his heart, lifting up one leg, coming into tree pose, just like the bunny and the mice. All of a sudden, they heard a loud noise. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Fox came hurrying by and saw the friends standing in a circle, and he pressed his hands to the ground, stepped back, and lifted his hips, coming into downward dog, just like Bunny, the mice, and the bird. Bunny took a deep breath and lay down flat on his back, coming into resting pose, when Lizard came walking back and lay down just like Bunny. Bunny was so happy his friends had joined him that he opened his mouth and let out a big
Om.
And everyone else did the same. Can we all say that together, friends? Can we say Om? I know where I'm supposed to be, said Fox. I'm not so angry anymore. It's here. Thank you, Yoga Bunny. And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out!